A Woodson man faces charges stemming from an alleged sexual assault in 2012. 51-year-old Robert Schwab was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 7:30 last night on a Morgan County warrant for 3 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault, 1 count of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, and 3 counts of criminal sexual assault. Schwab made the first appearance this afternoon in Morgan County Court and was assigned public defender Tom Piper. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for December 4th. The case is being prosecuted in part by the state's appellate prosecutor's office. Morgan County State's Attorney Robert Bongean says the help is needed because the investigation into this case began when he was just taking office. The arrest stems from alleged incidents in May 2012 involving a 39-year-old woman who claimed she was sexually assaulted in Woodson, according to prosecutors. Mike Carmody, the chief deputy of Morgan County Sheriff's Department, says the aggravating circumstances stem from the victim's diminished mental capacity and the use of some force. Carmody says Schwab and the victim knew each other. The aggravated sexual assault charges are Class X felonies. If Schwab is convicted of the most serious charges stemming from each incident, he faces up to 60 years in prison with a possibility of a lifetime mandatory supervised release period.
Northside Wine and Spirits, your neighborhood spirit store, is now open, and the holiday season is upon us. Now's the time to stock up for all those parties coming up. You'll find a wide selection of wines, beer, plus rum, vodka, cocktail mixes, and more. Northside Wine and Spirits is open 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m., Sunday noon to 7. Northside Wine and Spirits, 105 West Walnut, Jacksonville. Open 7 days a week. Be watching for specials.
New charges against a Beardstown man have been filed in connection to the death of a child earlier this month. 28-year-old Jose Nieto Roman was charged by Cass County State's Attorney Matt Mays with 2 counts of murder and 1 count of aggravated battery to a child today. Nieto Roman was the live-in boyfriend of a woman who called for medical assistance on behalf of her child at 617 Wall Street the morning of November 1st. The baby was taken to Culbertstone Hospital in Rushville, where the 8-month-old was pronounced dead. Police say autopsy results reveal blunt force trauma and third-degree burns to the baby. State police say Nieto Roman returned to the scene as the investigation was taking place, and he apparently removed knives and began injuring himself before being taken into custody. He had been at the local hospital recovering. Nieto Roman remains in custody in the Morgan County Jail, where he was booked on Sunday on initial charges of child endangerment. He's being held on $5 million bond and was served a warrant on the new charges at the jail today by state police. The village president of Maridosha says he's concerned about increased traffic through the town as a result of load restrictions placed on a Beardstown bridge. Officials with the Illinois Department of Transportation announced last week that due to the inspection this year on the Beardstown Bridge, a 15-ton load restriction has been placed on the bridge, which carries Route 67 and 100 over the Illinois River. Detour signs have already been posted for vehicles above that weight limit. And Mayor Jim Roush explains what that means for traffic in Maridosha.
It's going to increase the traffic through the center of town here, and they're going to take all the heavy traffic off of 67 that would normally go to Beardstown and cross to get on the north route there on the U.S. 24, and they're going to send it through Maridosha. The state has never contacted the village and told us anything about it.
Traffic is also expected to increase on Route 78 in Cass County as a result. Rush says he has safety concerns.
We've got elementary school right here on the highway and a couple of school crosswalks. So, you know, it's just something that I'm going to have to address with probably additional police protection here. I have concerns for the safety of school children down there. A lot of these trucks don't think they have to slow down when they go through town.
In a press release, IDOT officials say they're working as quickly as possible to address the issues discovered in the Beardstown Bridge inspection. Temporary repairs are planned for the beginning of December and are expected to take about a month to complete, which should allow for the raising of the weight load. IDOT also plans to expedite a long-term repair contract and hopes to have those repairs complete by next summer. The move comes as Maridosha is getting set to repair its own Illinois River Bridge, which will now see more traffic. It's part of a $65 million project for improvements to Route 104 in Morgan and Pike counties. Roush says contract letting is expected after January 1st, and construction should start in early March. A Virginia woman's craft work has been made into a major, is being made for a major movie. Marsha Cox, the owner of the Clear Creek Mercantile Shop in Virginia, was commissioned to make three Cornhusk dolls for the film Interstellar. The doll appears in a scene in the farmhouse. It belongs to the daughter of Matthew McConaughey's character in the movie, who becomes a NASA scientist played by Jessica Chastain. Interstellar is a science fiction adventure movie featuring an astronaut team who travels through a wormhole in space to find a new planet on which humans can live. Cox says she was contacted by the property manager for the movie about a year ago when it was under the working title of Flora's Letter. She says movie officials saw her dolls for sale on the craft website Etsy.
I had no idea, really, what the movie was about. I kind of feel part of it, even though it's such a little part. You know, I just feel like it's just a fun thing to have happened.
There's only one doll in the film, but Cox says she was asked to make three so that the scene could be filmed on three different sets. Cox, who has been making Cornhusk dolls for about the last three decades, says it's a tedious craft.
The process is fairly lengthy to make one, but I enjoy them. They all come out different when I make them. You first have to soak the cornhusks and make them pliable because they are dried. And then you have to form them into the shape you want. You have to pin them so they'll dry in a certain way. And then after they're dry, which takes several hours, you have to unpin them, glue the pieces together, and then finish them with miniatures.
Cox says she still hasn't seen the movie, but she's definitely planning on seeing it when it's released on DVD. You can listen to the full interview with Cox on our website on WLDS.com. Republican Tom Cross has conceded the Illinois treasurer's race to Democrat Mike Frerichs. Cross released a statement Wednesday saying he's called and congratulated Frerichs, a state senator from Champaign. The hard-fought race had as few as 400 votes separating the candidates earlier this week. That's 2 weeks after the November 4th voting.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
Are there any pilgrims there?
We don't have any pilgrims here.
Well, don't you always say that you have something for everyone?
Well, yes, we do. And we'll bring our samples of flooring to your home so you can see for yourself. Now, you must be learning about Thanksgiving in school. Is that why you're looking for pilgrims?
Yeah, I want to invite pilgrims to Thanksgiving.
Be sure you're ready for your holiday crowd, pilgrims and all. Call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655 for first quality carpets and first quality installations.
Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes offer burial and cremation services to families in the community. They have a full staff of caring professionals surrounded by beautiful facilities and all at an affordable cost. Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes, proudly serving communities in West Central Illinois.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to our attention this afternoon. Thomas Albert Spradlin, age 77, of Jacksonville, died Tuesday at Heritage Health in Jacksonville. Thomas Albert Spradlin. Arrangements are pending at Williamson Funeral Home in Jacksonville. Opal Duger, age 104, of Sunrise Manor Skilled Rehabilitation in Verdon and formerly of Scottsville, died Tuesday at Sunrise Manor. Opal Duger. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at the Nissan Airsman Hires Funeral Home in Waverly. Burial will be at Panther Creek Cemetery near Scottsville. Henry L. Schuckenbrook, age 78, of Greenfield, died Monday at Jerseyville Nursing and Rehab Center. Henry L. Schuckenbrook. Visitation will take place from 3 to 7 p.m. Thursday at the St. Michael Catholic Church in Greenfield, where a funeral mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Friday. Burial will follow at the St. Francis Catholic Cemetery in Jerseyville. The Shields Bishop Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. D. Pruitt, age 81, of Jacksonville, died Wednesday at Heritage Health in Jacksonville. D. Pruitt. A funeral service will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday at Williamson Funeral Home with burial at Diamond Grove Cemetery. The family will meet friends from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Friday at the funeral home. 31 degrees, mostly cloudy in Jacksonville with humidity at 53%. A full look at the forecast is on the way next. Bulletin News at this hour was made possible by Northside Wine and Spirits and Barfield Carpet. And Bulletin News is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.
This is